Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of All By the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we are back after what feels like years, eons.
It's felt like a long time since we watched Gilmore Girls.
Run. We're watching Gilmore Girls!
I look great.
We are
right?
On yes. Gilmore Girls, looks like, oh my god, we are getting there.
I thought that was the end of the season.
So we watched, the last episode was Star-Crossed Lovers and Other Strangers, where Rory and Dean broke up.
Oh, yeah.
So this episode, which is episode 17 of season one, is called The Breakup Part 2.
Part 2?
Yeah.
So, because the one before was technically supposed to be part 1, even though it's not called part 1.
I actually think that's amazing. It's kind of adorable because it doesn't let you know that this is the breakup. It's the breakup episode.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. That was a pretty good episode. I believe we both gave it a 10.
Tell me what happened.
We broke up. We just broke up.
I don't understand.
We went to dinner and then we walked by the bonfire, but it wasn't lit. So we went to this junkyard.
They're in their house.
And we sat in this car and then... Oh, God.
What?
I forgot your meatball in the car.
Oh,
I can't believe I left your meatball in the car.
Okay. Oh, okay. Come on.
I can't believe. I waited to wrap it up and everything.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, what do you want with one meatball? And I was like, it's a mother-daughter thing. And I'm sure he thought I was nuts, but he was so nice. And he did it anyway. And he brought one of those little tinfoil swans or a duck or some kind of bird And then I left it in the car.
Okay, forget about the meatball, okay? Just tell me what happened.
He just broke up with me, okay?
This doesn't make any sense. This is Dean we're talking about. He's crazy about you. He calls like 25 times a day. Have you seen the cover of his notebook? It's one step away from stalker material.
I have to go to bed.
Well, wait. Take me through the night step by step.
Why?
So I can help decipher what happened here.
What happened here is we broke up. He didn't want to be my boyfriend anymore. End of story.
So not end of story.
Yes, it is.
Honey, he did not plan an entire romantic evening complete with dinner and a junkyard, which we'll get back to later, and then suddenly decide to dump you for no reason.
How do you know?
Because I've read every Nancy Drew mystery ever written. One about the Amish country twice. I know there's more to the story than what you're telling me. What are you doing?
Getting rid of all this stuff.
What stuff?
Oh.
Everything he gave me, everything he touched.
Oh, no, Rory.
Honey, will you just calm down for just 1 second?
Just wait a minute.
You want to be my boyfriend? Fine.
Okay, it will be fine, but...
What?
Mine.
Oh.
Is there someone else?
No.
Is he moving?
No.
Is he dying?
You got in an argument. Just tell her.
What happened? Did he, try something?
What?
You know, did he want to...
What?
Did he want to go faster than you?
God, no.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, that's a legitimate question.
That's a perfectly valid question.
That I wore to a dance that I went to with him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Sweater's brand new.
Well, he saw me in it yesterday and he liked it.
Well, then he's got good taste.
He said it brought out the blue in my eyes.
Then he's gay.
You're not funny, and it goes.
I'm a little funny, and if you throw away everything Dean ever saw you wear, you're going to be walking around in a towel. Colonel Clucker? Are you serious?
It's a plush.
He has been with you since you were 4.
The first time Dean came over, he picked it up.
Well, that's not the Colonel's fault. He was sitting there minding his own business, and a guy comes in and picks him up. What's a stuffed bird to do?
I don't want to joke about this. Not now.
Okay.
Here. I don't want to look at that anymore.
Okay. I'll put it away.
No, take it out of the house. Throw it in a dumpster. Burn it. I don't care. Just, I want it gone.
Oh.
No.
Honey, someday... When this is all in the past, you may be sorry that you don't have some of those things anymore.
I don't care.
But right...
I don't care!
Okay, fine. It's gone.
Oh, just put them in your closet, Lorelai.
I'll take care of it. When you go to bed, get some rest. Maybe you'll feel more like talking in the morning.
Hi.
Honey.
tonight.
Oh, I mean, their breakup was pretty bad. Like, their argument was no good.
Far, far away from the house, okay?
Hey, it sleeps with the fishes.
Thank you.
In her closet. Or the coat closet? I don't know. Somebody's closet. Closet with men's clothes in it.
There you go. The hall closet that I've never seen before.
If you're out. All right.
Wow, that was quite the start.
Yeah. I liked that it was literally right afterwards because we get that kind of response.
So they broke up because Dean said, "I love you," right? And Rory didn't say it back?
Yeah, and I think she just wasn't... It kind of, like, exploded in that way, like...
And he was, like, gonna make her a car or something.
Yeah.
There's the balloons again!
What? What?
Elsana?
What are you talking about?
I don't remember. I don't know if you remember this. The last time we did Gilmore Girls, some weird video effect went over your face and it was balloons and it literally just did it. It just did it.
I didn't
see. To you.
Why does this happen?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
We're going to have to look this up.
Google me is haunted.
Okay. I'm looking this up. I don't understand. Okay.
Oh, next morning. Rory is chipper.
Rory, what's the matter?
Nothing. I just want to get started. I made a list of all the things we say we're going to do on weekends, but when a weekend comes around, you say they're too boring to actually do on a weekend day. So then you say we'll do it during the week, which of course we never do. So I think that we should get them all out of the way today once and for all. And to make it interesting, we should come up with like a reward system. So once we're done with everything on the list, we could go get manicures. Or we could go to that Swiss place for fondue for dinner. Or we could stuff our purses full of Sour Patch Kids and Milk Duds and go see the Stars Hollow Elementary School production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
It's 6 o'clock.
I know.
On Saturday morning.
It's for furry clock.
It's 6 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Do you want to wear docks or sneakers?
I want to wear slippers.
Up, please.
Rory.
Jesus, calm down, Rory.
It is Saturday. The day of rest.
Sunday's the day of rest.
No, Saturday's the day of pre-rest.
Pre-rest?
Yeah, so that way when you actually get to Sunday, you're rested enough to enjoy your rest.
That makes absolutely no sense.
That's because it's 6 o'clock total on sense. Saturday morning. Oh, jeez.
Up, please.
You made a rhyme.
I'll see you downstairs. Ugh.
Oh gosh.
The house is completely clean.
And it looks like she rearranged the furniture? No. Yes? No.
I did that, Emily. Hello. I sent that reaction.
Rearranged
the furniture?
Yes.
Good.
For a minute there, I thought we were having a problem with decorator Elves and I was
going to
call an exterminator.
Do you see my eyes just widen?
I did. So, okay, wait. I'm reading this Google Meet situation. You can do those little like emoji responses, but group similar reactions by multiple participants with emoji balloons. When multiple participants send the same reaction, these reactions combined with an emoji balloon that wiggles and expands. That's not right. I don't know where... I don't... Maybe it was like something we said or when there's music played or something that it will just like... It'll just like do animations?
Kind of like an iMessage where if you write happy birthday or something or happy new year, it'll... do the little it'll do balloons and it'll do like fireworks.
Yeah, like I don't know, maybe say something celebratory like congratulations or something, like really happy, and maybe it'll like notice.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Oh no, nothing happens.
I swear. It's so weird. All right. It's so weird. I do like Lorelai's shirt though, with the little rainbows on her shoulders.
It is cute. It is cute.
Okay. And it's my brand, baby blue.
Oh yes.
That you just suddenly felt the need to move around large pieces of furniture first thing in the morning?
Yeah, she moved the furniture.
Okay. Good thought process. Great. Now I noticed that you didn't move the TV though.
It was too heavy.
Right. Okay. Well, I like this. Yeah, this is good. Now, of course, when the sofa actually faced the TV, it made it a little easier to watch. But, you know, this is good, too. It'll be like, you know, like radio.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I am. Just one quick sec. Why don't you finish the list. Yes, I see. And as much as I love your list, let's just...
That is a thick hairband in her hair. What is that?
Okay.
It's like a bandana.
Oh, I see.
I wish you would talk to me.
I don't want to deal with it right now. I can't deal with it right now.
Fair enough. But listen, I've had my heart broken before. It's really hard. It's hard for everyone. So can I give you a little advice?
Okay.
I think what you really need to do today is wallow.
Wallow? Make cookies. Oh, yeah.
Get back in your pajamas. Go to bed, eat nothing but gallons of ice cream and tons of pizza. Don't take a shower or shave your legs or put on any kind of makeup at all. And just sit in the dark and watch a really sad movie and have a good long cry and just wallow. You need to wallow.
No.
Rory, your first love is intense. And your first breakup even more intense. Shoving it away and ignoring it while you make lists, it's not going to help.
I don't want to wallow.
Try it for one day.
No.
One day of pizza and pajamas. I'll rent Love Story and The Champ. And
Love Story.
Ishtar.
I don't want to be that kind of girl.
Remember I told you about that movie?
Ishtar?
The kind of girl who just falls apart because... Mm.
Remember I watched it on the plane and I told you about it? It's from 1970, I think. And it's like...
Mm.
It's got Ryan O'Neal and... what's her name? It's like... It's really good and it's really sad and I cried at the end.
Love Story.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a boyfriend.
That description hardly applies to you.
It will if I wallow.
Not true.
So, I used to have a boyfriend, and now I don't. Okay, that's just the way it is. I mean, sitting in the dark eating junk food and not shaving my legs isn't gonna change that, is it?
No.
Okay, so, I don't even want to go there. I have things to do. I have school and Harvard to think about.
Honey, Harvard's like 3 years away.
But now is the time to be preparing for it. I mean,
she's right.
And I don't know why I even spend my time thinking about anything else.
100%.
Because you have a pulse and you are not the president of the audiovisual club.
I'm 16. I have the rest of my life to have a boyfriend. I should be keeping my eye on the prize right now.
What she is saying is so accurate.
So she's rent old Yeller.
She's very valid.
She is super valid.
You're not listening to me.
I am listening to you. I don't agree with you.
I don't want to wallow. And you can't make me.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
So that must be the list.
Yes, it is.
May I see it, please?
Tear it up.
We do not need a garden hose.
We don't have one.
We don't have a garden either.
But maybe if we have a hose, we can grow one.
Okay, see the pen for you.
Why?
Small adjustment.
Is this whole episode just going to be in their house? It's starting to feel like
what? It's on the list. Don't you have to do it if it's on the list?
I am
to
not
put wallow.
Going to wallow.
But I put it after going to the recycling center.
Okay, no. They left the house.
Some we're outside. Like what's happening? Why are there tons of, like, popcorn machines?
I think they're putting away all the Stars Hollow stuff, remember? We had Stars...
The festival!
Stars Festival?
Yeah.
She's seen Uh-oh. Someone.
Uh-oh.
Why? We're going to Luke's.
No.
Well, it's the shop.
You pull me out of bed at 6 in the morning, and then you say no to Luke's. Don't you realize how dangerous that is?
I can't go that way.
Reason, please?
Because we'd have to go by Dosey's Market.
So?
Can't you go around? So it's a circle.
Yeah. Right. You don't know if he's working?
I don't remember. His weekend schedule changes a lot.
Okay. Well, we'll just take the long way.
No.
Why?
We'd have to go by the school.
But there's no school today.
But on his days off from work, he plays football at the school with some of his friends.
Well, what time?
It varies.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Well, we'll just go down Peach. We'll circle around. You're shaking your head. Why?
Dean lives on Peach.
Rory, honey, love of my life, you realize you've completely cut us off from Luke's, where the happy coffee is.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Well, you just okay, blindfold we'll just, yourself and walk across the street.
We'll figure something out. Sorry.
No, this is good.
There's an alley cat it's like G.I. in Jane. That shot.
We need to keep our hair.
I just
couldn't. Go through an alley.
Say no more.
Trash.
This is an adventure. Two girls battling the elements, desperate for survival.
They're going to find Dean in there, aren't they?
Same thing.
Oh,
there's a cat. I found the cat.
From their garbage.
Yeah?
Think about it. Trash is discarded aspects of people's lives.
Hmm.
It talks about their eating habits, what they read. Do they go to concerts? Are they responsible? Do they pay their bills on time?
Yeah, you do know, honey, that trash doesn't actually talk at all unless it's on Sesame Street.
I'm just trying to make a point.
That going through people's garbage is interesting.
And educational.
And stinky. A little nuts.
There's nothing nuts about wanting to know more about human nature. Curiosity is how we grow.
Ah.
Oh my God, Rory.
Sally.
She's really having a time. This episode.
Who are all these people?
It's a 6 a.m. crowd.
In Luke's.
I officially recognize nobody in this place.
Hey. Oh, hi.
Coffee. Oh, she's still here.
Yes, Luke's ex.
Put you to work.
Rachel,
right.
Or whatever the hell her name is.
Well, I figured yeah. I'm going to be hanging around here for a while.
She is.
She's staying? I thought we were going to stay.
So. Oh, well, that's nice.
No.
So where?
Lorelai convinced her to stay.
Well, we were kind of up late last night, so I let him sleep in. Sleep in? Luke? Oh, believe me, it wasn't easy to get him to agree to it, but in the end, little sweet talk, couple Excedrin PMs, he finally caved.
Hey, there's someone over there.
Great. Oh, go. I'll be over in a sec. Okay.
That's what happens when you don't tell Luke how you feel, Lorelai.
Well, yeah, because you've got a banana peel stuck to your foot.
I do?
I'm kidding. Nobody's staring at you.
They know.
They don't know.
It's probably all around town by now.
Honey, it just happened last night. It's like 6 a.m.
Everyone knows that I've been dumped.
What?
Do you want to go home?
No, we have a list.
Okay, great. I'm going to order us something. Any preferences? Eggs, French toast, key to the dumpster?
I don't care.
Okay, I'll be right back. Lorelai!
Well, Chris Patty. Patty knows.
Why so early in the morning?
Oh, definitely.
So have things.
You know, don't you?
Yes, and I feel awful. I feel completely responsible.
Well, you should.
Well, I got Dean that job, and I certainly encouraged them. I felt they were so right together.
Miss Patty, please don't say anything to Rory about it. She's a little concerned about everybody finding out.
Oh, of course, not a peep.
And spread the word, okay?
Consider it done. Oh, and Lorelai, would you give the angel a hug for me? I mean, you don't have to say it's for me. Just give her a hug.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, Luke finally showed himself.
Well, good morning, Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, well, you know, Rachel thought I looked a little tired.
Oh, it's good. You need a little break.
I guess.
You do.
That shirt matches her eyes.
She's comfortable here, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, she always could just fit in places, you know. It's a talent of hers.
She looks good in your apron.
Yeah, well, can I get you anything?
Oh, Do you think
so is she staying with him? Is she staying in the hotel?
I think she's staying with him.
Yeah, sure. Any special
Yeah.
thing?
Dean broke up with Rory.
What?
Keep it down. She's lying. I didn't know about it.
Oh, I
what?
Know
what?
I just knew that kid.
That's exactly how you
yes,
say it.
You did. You knew it. Pancakes, please.
God, he's got a nerve. I mean, what does he think? He's going to do better than Rory? Is he? All right, well, forget it. Okay? Good riddance. Adios. Bienvenidos. Hasta la vista.
Can we get off the small world ride and get cooking, please?
How is she?
She's been dumped by her first boyfriend.
Oh, man, I swear.
Oh, there's Kirk behind her.
Loved. Okay, I'm gonna...
What job does he have right now?
On the pancakes, too.
He's Thank just you, he's just yeah. a restaurant guest
Not
at the moment,
word,
it looks like.
I got it. I never liked him.
I don't see him. Where
I
is
know
he?
Know exactly what it was.
Oh, there he is.
The
Kirk!
Shape of
Talking
his forehead or his height or the
about
Shut up.
Floppy hairstyle. Actually, yes. On reflection, I think it was the floppy hairstyle.
Hey, good morning, Kirk.
Lorelai, I want to express my apologies for not voicing my concerns about that floppy-haired jerk earlier, because
oh
if I had...
God.
Oh, my God.
You need to leave now.
I cannot go until you accept my apology.
I accept your apology.
All right. It will not happen again.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, please leave.
Thank you. Honey... Are you sure you don't want to...
Do not say wallow.
Swallow your coffee before you eat?
I am fine.
But if you could see the look on your face...
It's the same look you had on your face when you broke up with Max. Did wallowing help you get over him?
Yeah.
I'm not saying wallowing will help you get over Dean. It's part of the process.
It's the first step.
It's the mourning period. It's a step, an important step. The only thing that will get you over somebody is time.
How much time did it take you to get over Max?
I'm not sure exactly.
Approximately.
I didn't clock it.
Ballpark figure.
A while.
Be vaguer.
Rory, come on.
More coffee?
How long's it even been?
Right up.
Not long.
Anything else I can get you?
No, thanks.
Hey, I've got some strawberries back there. You like strawberries, don't you?
Yeah, I like strawberries, but I don't...
I'm getting you strawberries.
Oh, my God.
Luke.
You told them, didn't you?
No.
He knows.
Miss Patty did.
Who told Miss Patty? I
don't know. Oh, there's Dean. Luke sees him outside the window.
Oh, no.
Literally going to go stop him.
Luke.
Stop
right Luke. There.
What? Where are you going?
Luke.
To get coffee?
Wrong.
Excuse me?
Not going in there.
Wrong.
Buddy.
What are you talking about? Turn around, bag boy.
Are you serious?
See a smile on this face?
Oh, this is amazing. Oh, it just rained, apparently.
That? What's that supposed to mean?
Just that you're not exactly known as the town crack up.
So you're a smart guy now.
Huh? Literally turned him around.
Just exercising my right not to serve you.
What are you talking about? I'm not even inside yet.
Oh, Jesus, Dean, just leave.
You first.
If you tell Miss Patty, everybody in town's going to know.
Honey, people have their
own minds. God, they're fighting outside the window. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Breaking up is the main thing in their minds.
Luke fighting a teen does not look good for him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Hey, oh, no, they're going outside.
Back it up.
What are you doing?
Back off. Come over here. What do you think you're doing?
He started it.
By doing what?
He was coming in.
Are you a lunatic? He's 16.
Well, what was I supposed to do?
Well, not stand fight in the him. Street and have a slap fight, of
Leave
course.
Him
Come
alone.
Here. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. I don't know what got into Luke. He's usually so...
I have to go.
Sure. Bye.
Oh, jeez.
Get inside Buddy, now. Inside,
he,
now!
He started it.
God.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it was best to stay home and wallow today, huh, Rory?
Yeah.
So where's that list?
What?
The list. We've got a lot to do today, Missy. Otherwise, I'm going to be dragging.
Damn, get your pancakes.
Six again tomorrow
or your
morning.
Coffee. So, just go drink.
Where do we start?
Well, we need a soap dish for the kitchen.
Ah, a kitchen soap dish.
What, Rory?
Quite decadent, but what the hell? Let's go.
Well, that was a very successful outing for us.
Yes, it was.
We got everything on the list except for the Brown Extension Court.
Which will be in on Tuesday.
So I think that that qualifies as a check, too.
Are you happy?
I appreciate a job well done, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to try the toaster pizza. It looks so gross, which is usually the mark of a great junk food.
Beefaroni.
Enough said.
I'm gonna go plug in my new wall air freshener. Give me 5 minutes and then come sniff my room.
Cheese or pepperoni?
Whatever.
What a
good choice.
Hey, sugar,
The neighbor's
heard.
Over.
Oh. Where is she, poor little thing? Rory, sweetie!
Rory!
What? She outside?
Yeah. Bet, I appreciate you coming over like this, but Rory's not really in a talking mood just now.
But I can help.
I know you can.
I can tell you how you have to go through a lot of bad relationships to get to that really good one.
No, it's very good advice.
Oh, yeah, and I can tell her about all the horrible men I've known in my day.
Really,
truly awful men.
Bet.
I was pushed out of a moving car once. Well, that's a peppy little anecdote.
What?
This is a...
That's a peppy anecdote.
This is a town... character actor antics episode. I can tell you that right now.
Oh gosh, I don't know if I'm excited or scared. There you go. Do a little bit of wallowing, Rory.
Wallow to the lalas. Just sitting on her bed, trying to like take some stuff out of her backpack. She just looks really upset, angry, reading letters.
She's just trying to distract herself.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about homework. Oh, there's a flyer
for a party.
Oh, they had some of her mail.
Look.
Madeline's having a party.
I'm going to go.
You're going to a Chilton party?
Yes, I am.
Honey, why don't you just stay home and read The Bell Jar? Same effect.
Hey, I'm going to be going to school there for the next 2.5 years. It wouldn't kill me to be social. Right? What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Okay, then it's settled.
Rebound with Tristan.
Can I make a suggestion?
Oh, God. Paris would love that.
You know, that way if the socializing doesn't turn out how you planned, you got a friendly face around.
Okay. Good idea. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I take the car?
Yes.
Can I borrow something to wear?
Yes.
Are you going to give in to anything I say because you feel sorry for me?
Yes.
I'll make a list. Here, hand me that brush. Okay. Am I all twisted?
I feel like I remember an episode where Madeline was passing out the invitations, felt like so many episodes ago.
Yeah.
So how are you?
Is she taking Lane?
Fine.
I don't think Lane's allowed to go.
Lane's wearing a really cute top.
No, I saw
she is. She could be going.
I tell you. Why what? Not?
Oh, does she have a boyfriend?
I'm sure you'd want to know.
What? Oh,
that's fine. What did he say? Nothing. Oh. He crossed the street as soon as I saw him. Oh.
She saw Dean.
Oh, but she
if
just
it's
saw
any
him.
Consolation, I mean, he looked really sad. I don't want him to be sad. Rory, are you sure you want to go out tonight? Why does everyone keep asking me that? Because you just broke up. I mean, I'd be perfectly fine to just hang out here and listen to music, talk, not talk, whatever.
What a good friend.
No, I am not hanging out. We're going to this party. It's going to be great. I don't want to dwell on this. That's final.
Don't argue with her. Or you'll find yourself the proud owner of 3 garden weasels.
Mom.
3, because one's just not enough.
Here, what's a garden weasel? Fine.
14 hours of labor, that's why. Fine.
I have no idea.
Care. What is this?
I thought it would go with your dress.
A necklace? She's putting a necklace on it.
Pretty.
Yeah. It's really pretty.
Here. It's got like 5 stones on it.
And
very
some
pretty.
Mad money. If for any reason you think you're not going to be home before 12, you call me.
Oh, we'll be back by 12.
Hi. Call me.
Sorry.
Oh, Lane is going.
Yeah, Lane's going to go.
Rory.
The cornstarch.
What?
The cornstarch, the first time Dean kissed me, I forgot to put it with the other things. I'll just throw it out.
Hey, why don't you let me do that? You guys get going. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Oh.
Have fun. Bye.
Oh, hey, look in somebody's sock drawer. Rich people have hilarious sock drawers. Be good.
She's just standing there holding the cornstarch. Yes, let's take a break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, we are back. She is putting the cornstarch in the closet with the other things.
In the hidden closet box.
Is there something else in this closet box? Maybe the box of other other stuff.
Other boyfriends past.
Yes. Oh, it almost fell on her face when she pulled it out.
This definitely looks like a box of boyfriends past. What's that?
I have no idea. Ooh, books.
Oh. A journal?
It's probably Max's book? Stuff.
Oh yeah, didn't he like give her a book to read?
He did. Did she go to Suki's house? Hey. Oh, she did. Lorelai did.
Hi. I wanted to ask you if you could...
Sure, whatever.
What?
Is something else Suki's happening at Suki's very distracted. House?
Her hair looks great.
Yeah, it does. Honey. Wow.
What's happening?
How are you? Good, I'm fine.
It's How's red. It looks really good.
Jackson's inside. Is he doing something dirty? He's making me dinner.
That's so nice. Yeah, it is. It really is. It's sweet. I'm just, do you hear something?
Like what?
Like
she's micromanaging.
Well, she is a chef.
She put the onions in.
nothing like that.
Okay, well, maybe I'm hearing things. So, hi. How are you?
Fine. Her hair looks really good, actually.
I wanted to see, could you peek inside? Like
she's got this cute bang situation going on.
The orange is on the far left burner. Why don't you just go in there?
Yeah, well, no, I would, but Jackson kicked me out.
He did.
Yes. For micromanaging.
Jack in there, and it's driving me crazy.
Well, maybe he just wants you to relax. I wouldn't mind that either, actually.
Just take a peek for me, will you? Okay? Tell him you want some water. And here. Take a picture for me.
What? Oh, is that a camera?
I'm not spying on
What
Jackson.
Is that?
Like a Polaroid camera?
Then the world
it's a little briefcase. That's not a camera.
I think it's a camera. Yes, I think it's like
Jackson,
a Polaroid
you're being
camera.
Unreasonable.
Oh, there it is.
Suki. When a person offers to make another person dinner because this person happens to be a chef and is always cooking for others, that is what happens
camera.
To be a nice gesture.
Yes, but...
And when that person accepts the first person's offer, that means that the first person, the one who offered to cook, would actually be doing the cooking while the other person relaxed, had some wine, and stayed out of the kitchen.
I wasn't cooking.
No,
it looks like a radish.
It looks like a leek.
Well, you suggested the ladle
or
right
a radish.
Out of my hand four times.
I had to skim the top of the sauce or it would have gotten all...
Damn it, Suki, this is supposed
oh my
to be
God.
Romantic.
It is.
Stay out of here. I am cooking this meal alone. I'm also cleaning up alone.
No.
Oh, yes.
But you don't know how to load my dishwasher. I have a system.
I'll wing it.
There's a diagram in the pantry. Use it. I'm begging you.
I'm doing
a diagram?
Just because I can.
Honey,
oh, my
relax.
Gosh.
It's nice what he's doing.
I know.
This is the best
right.
part so far.
Yeah, it's
it
great.
It is nice. Okay, all right.
She's got a cute little, like, bruschetta
display
over there.
I'm focusing on you.
Good. Actually, I wanted to ask you a favor.
What?
Could I take your car for a little while? Rory's got mine, and there's something I want to do.
Yeah.
Go see Max.
Don't go talk to Max.
I'll tell you later.
Sounds mysterious.
Because you're going
to
do something bad.
Or give Max back
take
his
your
stuff.
Time. I'm in for the night. Okay. Bye, hon.
Bye.
She's a good friend just lending her car like that.
Yeah.
What happened? What did you do?
Okay, Lorelai took the car somewhere. Looks like to a brownstone where she's going downstairs. This looks like Max's house.
Does it? We've been to Max's house?
Yeah, once. Not the outside of it, but the inside. Oh, there he is.
Lorelai, what?
Rory and Dean broke up.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Sorry, Rory.
Yeah, Rory and Dean broke up, and she won't wallow. And I told her that she should wallow, you know, because that's supposed to help you get through the pain, and then you can accept it, and you can get over somebody, and you can move on with your life. And then she asked me how long it was before I got over you, and I didn't know what to say, you know, because I can't lie to her. And I realized that if I gave her any time frame at all, that I would be lying, because... I don't know how long it will be before I am, and who am I to be teaching her about healing and moving on and breakups anyhow? I mean, I might as well be teaching her to eat fire or swallow a sword or put her legs behind her head, you know, because at least that's a trade. I mean, the first two are, I don't know about putting the legs behind your head, but the point is that okay. I'm an idiot and I'm a hypocrite, and I really...
He definitely has a girl over.
Miss you.
Absolutely.
There is.
Do you want to come in?
Oh, maybe
yes.
not.
Please.
This guy is very handsome.
Yeah. He still gives me like Ted Mosby vibes. And
yeah.
I'm not into that.
Wow, this is unbelievable. My
Whoa,
wedding.
Oh, and here's
Rich
the party.
This is amazing.
Shit.
People
oh my
live
God.
Here. This is Madeline's house.
Is this what your grandparents' house looks like?
No.
I mean, it's big, but it's not this cursed castle-y.
I mean, there should be a map
Jesus.
Or a tour guide or Robin Leach or something.
Hey, Lane.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming with me.
Anytime.
Yeah, Lane, you're
Oh my
Lane.
God. There's
yeah, what did you tell Lane's
and
mom in order to come here?
Teenage Sodom and Gomorrah.
They'd like to know that.
This is a pretty good looking party. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Who's watching the farm?
Madeline, your house is beautiful.
Thanks, it's my stepfather's.
So, where is he?
My stepfather, he's in Japan.
I know, not your stepfather, Prince Charming.
He didn't come.
Why?
His white horse was in the shop.
You guys didn't break up, did you?
Hi, I'm Lane.
As in, walk down A.
Yes, exactly. Hi, I'm Madeline.
So, when does the tour of the pool
okay.
house?
You've seen the pool house before.
All the girls have
yes,
a guy except for Paris, obviously.
Night, right?
One of them
but
has frosted
Madeline,
tips.
You are not confused.
Yeah, one of them
Think,
looks very in sync.
Process, focus.
Oh.
Hi.
Later, Paris.
No glove, no love.
Lovely. So I didn't think you were much of a party girl.
I'm not usually.
Same with you, Paris.
I thought I might come by and check it out.
Same exact people we see every day at school, except now we get to see them dance. So where is your boyfriend?
We broke up.
Oh. Well, at least you had a boyfriend for a while.
So do you know which way will lead us to some soda?
Because I'm not turning around. Wow, you didn't exaggerate.
Paris needs no embellishment.
Paris is exactly Paris. No more,
all
no less.
All the soda is French.
Madeline's my French fetish.
God, that's a lot of soda.
French wine, French food, French water, French cellulite products.
Why won't you answer me?
What is that,
because
Perrier?
Say please.
Oh, Tristan is fighting.
There's Tristan.
There's a party girlfriend going on.
Look, just tell me what you're doing locked in the bathroom with Austin.
Ooh.
Nothing.
Yep.
In a locked bathroom?
Well, why don't you tell me what I was doing, since you seem to know everything?
Hey, you are my girlfriend.
Ooh, now he's a caveman. What are you gonna do? Knock me on the back of my head with a club and then drag me back to your Porsche?
Maybe.
Summer, please.
Literally not out of the question with him.
Rory, don't. Tristan, don't.
Oh.
Go
you
away.
That summer, don't you?
I like how she's drinking an Orangina.
Why do you keep checking your watch? My mom says I have to stay till 10:30.
Orangina.
Yeah, I'm serious. That's what they are. Like, that is literally, like, I'm going to pull it up and I'm going to show you.
I'm going to wait. Back. Yeah, it's like the little bulby bottle.
Yes, it is an Orangina. I just wanted to be funny and call it an Orangina, but this is, yeah, bulby bottle. Let's see. I want to share, like, my whole screen here. But I gotta stop presenting to show you this Orangina.
Orangina.
Look at it.
That is exactly
that is what she is holding. It's so funny. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Back to our regularly scheduled program here.
Back to the Orangina.
Shocking, huh? I'm floored. Yeah, well, I doubt highly that Madame Curie was voted most likely to dress like Jennifer Lopez.
You want to be a scientist?
Cancer research.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What?
It just figures that the only Korean boy at this party has his Korean girl radar turned on.
It's a great song.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
I'm Lane. This is Rory in Paris.
We've met.
Paris? So would you like
He's
to dance?
He's pretty cute.
Oh,
for Lane.
We're talking here.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, one dance? You can put the conversation on hold for one dance, right? Unless this is a Mideast peace talk kind of conversation.
One dance.
Jeez. A short one. No crazy dance mixes.
Okay.
Lane does not want to.
If I'm not back in one dance, you're coming down with a really bad
Korean
man.
This guy's cute, though.
I have to go home.
Oh, is it getting warm in here, or is it just me?
Unbelievable.
Oh.
She's here 5 minutes. She has a date. I've been
going
to
school
9 years.
It's not a date, Paris. It's a dance. And Paris,
yes.
You hiss at everyone who comes near you. That's why no one's talking to you.
I know. She is. It's her attitude, man. Who'd want to date that? She's really got a bad attitude.
She just needs to find her very own grump, sunshine to go with her grump.
Yeah.
Oh, song.
Yeah, this is fun. This is
fun. Do okay. not look for Tristan.
Oh, he's
Jesus.
So sad. He looks...
Sad little boy.
Lorelai's okay. Macking out with Mr. Molina.
Oh,
Medina.
My gosh.
Excuse me.
In case this comes up later, I did not come here for this.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
I like his sweater.
This is crazy.
No, it is. It's nuts. It's nuts.
I mean, I don't see you for months, and then all of a sudden.
Ding dong, you young lady.
It's insane.
Completely.
All right.
So, okay.
You do that so good.
Okay, we got to get a grip here.
I thought that's what we were doing.
You know, are you going to sit over there on that couch?
That's not going to make it better.
And I'm
going
to sit over here in this chair.
All right.
Far away from the couch. And I'm going to put this table right in between us, just like that. Good. Okay. And we're going to sit here and talk about this calmly.
Sounds good.
How you been?
Good. Really good.
Oh, you look really good.
I missed you. I'm glad.
Wow.
They're a little bit too horny for each other, I think.
Inappropriate. They're a little hot and bothered right now.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I've been thinking about us lately.
You have?
Haven't you?
No.
No?
No. I haven't given it any thought at all.
I'm flattered.
No. I needed not to give it any thought at all. Otherwise, I would give it too much thought, and that would be hard. And so I didn't deal. Like mother, like daughter, I guess.
Yeah, I'll say.
So, with all the thought you've been giving it, have you come up with any great solutions?
No. You're still Rory's mother. I'm still her teacher. And we're still us. I got nothing.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed.
So, mm-hmm. I guess my coming here was probably a bad idea.
Probably.
Oh, no.
Oh, goodness.
They're making out now. Lane is slow dancing this guy now, which is just
Lane
hilarious.
Lane is just cuddling with this guy on the dance floor.
I mean, go Lane.
I mean, come on. He's cute.
Yeah.
Hey, am I sick yet?
Not yet. It actually might just be allergies.
Keep me posted.
Aww. Maybe she actually likes him.
She's having a good time.
My watch stopped. What time is it?
It's 10:35.
Yes, bye.
Oh my god, what? Paris.
Paris!
She just is insufferable.
What? Why did her watch stop? What does that mean?
It just stopped, I guess. It died. Are you going to sit
please,
in a chair?
Love of goodness. Do not
to read a book at a party.
Hey, that's a vibe.
You're making me chase around the whole party.
Oh god. These two.
Okay, you won't talk to me or dance with me. Why the hell did you even come with me?
Stop yelling.
Summer, please, can we just go?
No.
Please.
No. I'm sick of fighting with you. I'm sick of hearing 20 times a day you're my girlfriend.
Okay, these factors are hilarious.
Staring at us.
I think we should break up.
Okay, I really want to go outside and talk about this.
Then go. Bye.
Summer, come on!
Oh, you watch the Bactors?
Okay. That guy went immediately after Summer.
I have a major call.
Lane just came up.
Oh.
I've been dancing with? Yeah. Okay, so he's really good in school. He's going to be a doctor. Pediatrician, to be exact. His parents are extremely involved in their local church. He himself helps out with Sunday school. He speaks Korean fluently. He respects his parents. And he's also really cute.
Is he your
very
cousin?
Funny and surprisingly interesting. Lane, I'm sorry, but I'm totally failing to see the problem here. I'm falling for a guy my parents would approve of.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was saying. He's someone that Lane's mom would like.
Really?
Followed by and Lane hates that.
Yeah.
Initially, there'd be dancing.
She needs to be a little rebel in her own way.
I have to stop it. We need to go. But, no, now! You need to grab your stuff.
She's so funny.
Okay, whatever you say.
Hey!
Henry!
Sorry I've been monopolizing Lane all night.
Oh, no, that's okay. I've had her for 15 years. I'm actually a little sick of her. Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome.
You're going?
Oh, well, yeah. I have to get home. I have a very strict mother.
Oh, wow. Sorry about that. You couldn't even stay for one more dance, huh?
Yeah, I don't think yes. You should. Excuse me? One dance would be
Lane! Oh, my God, Lane.
Lane!
She can't help herself. She likes him too much. Oh, dance. Oh,
gosh, these two.
Not Lane and the guy.
I know.
Lorelai and Medina.
Lorelai and Max are in bed. They
this
had a
hairy
good time.
Chest.
Yep. There's a nipple.
Right in the view.
Right in the shot.
What happens now?
I don't know.
You go back to not being together because
you can't be.
Unfortunately.
Car back.
Whoa, wait a second. So this is it? You leave.
Yeah, kinda.
Forget this ever happened.
How about a friends with benefits?
I leave and we.
They like each other too much for that.
At some point, we buy some soup.
Lorelai.
What? Soup is good food.
Stop.
I don't want to leave here and forget this ever happened. I want to think of a solution that will make everything better. And I've been racking my brain for an idea, hence the babbling about soup being good food.
I think we should talk.
Well, there's like some artifacts on this film.
On the phone.
Kind of making it strange.
Like the blue flashes of
mm-hmm.
color.
We're not going to solve this staying away from each other.
No, we're not.
And obviously, we are not going to solve this by not staying away from each other.
But we'll burn more calories.
I want to solve this.
So do I.
So we'll talk.
We'll talk.
No. There's no solution to this. I mean, the solution would be just then they're dating. But
It's either a wait for Rory to leave Chilton or Max finds a new job.
Better boundaries.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to say that they set better boundaries.
I'm sorry.
All right. Nope. Rory went in to talk to Tristan alone.
Okay.
Who's playing on this giant piano?
What?
The test. It was hard, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was hard.
They're talking about biology tests.
I got a B+.
What are you doing?
Talking about the test.
Why?
Because you said you didn't want to talk about summer.
I don't.
Okay.
Okay, so I moved to biology. Sorry, did you want to talk about Spanish?
You just loved it, didn't you?
Loved what?
Seeing me nailed like that. Must have been a great moment.
Well, you are a douche, so.
Please.
You love a pretty big one of that.
I did not love it.
I really liked her, too.
Yeah, I know.
Where's your boyfriend tonight?
He's not my boyfriend anymore.
Why not?
Didn't want to be.
Idiot.
He is an idiot.
Nicest thing Tristan said.
Get back together?
He was pretty set in his decision.
When did it happen?
Yesterday.
Wow.
It was our 3-month anniversary.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. Do you think you guys will?
No. No. No, 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 no.
So no?
No.
Okay, well, are they going to be rebound people? Because...
I'm sorry I gave you such a hard time for a while.
Oh, it's okay.
It is.
Well,
it's not.
But you're sad.
Yeah, well...
You're sad, you're feeling guilty, and you're...
Accept your apology.
Just now being a nice person.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's a great party, huh?
Not being so pushy.
Yeah, not bad. Gave me a chance to catch up on my reading.
You read for like 2 seconds, Rory.
You're very odd. You know that?
Thank you.
Don't.
You're welcome.
Oh, he's totally gonna kiss her.
Don't!
I mean, he's a cutie pie, but he is a douche. Oh,
no!
He's leaning in. He's leaning in. He's like, they kissed. They're kissing.
There it goes.
Her eyes are open.
She doesn't like it.
She's doing it. She's concerned. She stopped.
I'm sorry. What did I do today?
Now she's starting to cry.
Oh, she's crying. She's crying. She's crying.
No, it's not you.
There we go.
I have to go.
She's feeling the emotions. She's feeling the emotions of the breakup.
Great job. You did it.
Good job, Tristan. You made her cry. You made her feel emotions.
She's a great actress. She did a good job there.
I have to go. Rory, are you okay?
No, she's not. She's starting to grieve.
Kim, we're the only ones in Stars Hollow. I can't believe I just gave my number to a potential Korean doctor.
You didn't. You told him your last name and told him where you live.
Okay, Lorelai is back home.
Everyone's back home.
Wallow now.
She got a giant tub of Ben and Jerry's.
Do those even exist? I want one.
Chocolate chip cookie dough. Oh my god, yes.
What? I want one of those.
She's crying in her mom's lap.
Oh. Lorelai's calling someone.
Hey Joe, it's Lorelai. I need a pizza with everything. Thanks.
Isn't it like 11:30?
Hey, pizzas, sometimes they're open real late.
Okay.
That was it.
Stars Hollow seems like a very, not open on Sunday type of place.
It wasn't Sunday. It was, Friday or Saturday.
I know, but I'm saying that's the feel I get from this place.
I think it was Saturday because that little Stars event was the day before.
Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, and also, there wouldn't be a school party on Sunday. I mean, I guess there could be. Hmm. There could be.
It's either Friday or Saturday. That was a pretty good episode, I think.
That episode felt very different.
Yeah. I liked
From like the other episode. Yeah, I thought it was very good. Rory wanting to just kind of distract herself and not think about the breakup is very relatable.
Yeah.
You know, until the emotions really hit of your first relationship going down in a dumpster fire.
Lorelai revisiting Max and her kind of not getting over that either, in a way. It's good.
It was very Lorelai to do.
Yes. You know, she likes to live.
And relatable.
She likes to live in that zone of it being not quite one thing. Like, she likes it when there's, like, that tension, because that's when, like, the intrigue is happening. And that's when
you're,
like, interested in someone.
She doesn't want to feel regret for not having tried something. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well, things didn't quite work out with Max, but maybe they could be different now. And they're not. But
I feel like, again, with the solutions, it's just like, you just need to set boundaries. I mean, don't talk about your relationship to Rory at school. Talk about it if you need to outside of school. I don't know. It's just like, you need to have, like, very rigid lines, and then it will work. I mean, it's not the first time that people have dated people's, like, teachers before. Like, it happens. So you have to, like, solve that problem with boundaries.
Oh my god, you remember our middle school peer? Her mom dated one of our teachers, remember?
Barely. I mean, I don't even know. I don't think I remember at all.
I don't think you were friends with this person as much as I was. I'm obviously not saying any names here.
I'm barely as well. I remember in high school, two teachers that I know got married.
Two teachers?
Yes. And one of them had a daughter that went to our school as well.
Oh.
But I think
that's
a little
interesting situation.
But it was high school, and in high school, you can get a different teacher. Like,
that's very true.
I don't know. Like, it seems like Max is the only teacher that's available. And if they really needed to, they could just not put Rory in Max's class.
Yeah, they got to have multiple teachers for different subjects, right? For the same subject, right? Like, he can't be just like...
No, I don't think so. Was he
English?
Yeah,
he can't be the only
English
teacher.
Yeah, it's just like, well, then just don't put her in that class. Like, I mean, how hard is it?
I mean...
And
maybe
for
also
all
the
4 years?
Teacher.
Like, is he just an English teacher for freshmen and not for other years? Because
maybe he's the English teacher for every year.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It just seems like it's really, like, it's just a problem that the writers wanted to make so that they would break up. But also, Lorelai did act very immature at the end of their relationship, so.
Very much so. Because didn't a similar thing happen between her and Max? Like, didn't he say something, or she thought it was moving too fast or something?
Yeah,
or
she stopped from going too fast, and she kind of put the brakes on it, and he was like, you're pulling away from me. And that's where they started making out at school.
Yeah.
And then they were like, we can't do this.
Yeah, it was real dumb. It was real dumb what happened.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually not that mad that Rory kissed Tristan, mostly because I know he's, like, a bad boy and he's not good for her, but also, like, I mean, good for her. I don't know. Like, I don't really care.
Tristan's just proved.
He's fun.
Tristan has just proved that he's a pretty boy asshole, and they can be changed. They could change.
I don't. But what I'm saying is, he's just for fun. He's not like,
oh, he's just a fun side piece.
Yeah, he's a rebound.
He's a rebound. That's fine. Sure. That's fine. Sure.
Okay, I did really like this episode, so I'm gonna give it an 8.5 radishes out of 10.
Radishes?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give it... How much did I really like this episode? Went by pretty quick, so I feel like I was enjoying it. It didn't feel like it was taking forever.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a trying to think of an item. Oh, what were the 8 garden hoses out of 10?
Sure.
Or no, toaster pizzas.
Toaster pizzas, exactly.
8 toaster pizzas.
Pepperoni or cheese?
Both.
Both. Right answer.
Both. All right. Well, excited to be sort of getting back into it. We might have another kind of longish break before we get to another Gilmore Girls.
Because we're skipping another week of toppings because I'm going on my honeymoon. So
yes,
it's getting pushed another week. And that's just what happens.
So we're slow rolling back into our regularly scheduled episodes, but yeah, we're definitely not stopping. We're going to continue, and we're excited to continue. All right, that's it for this episode of Gilmore Girls. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.